So from very old things to very new things. And we all need new cells created in our bodies, for example, to replace dead or damaged cells that we might have. And they don't just appear from nowhere. They're created by the division of one cell into two new cells. And this process is called mitosis. Now, scientists at the University of Michigan have used a clever laser technique to get an even closer insight into how mitosis works and how it might go wrong in diseases like cancer when cells just divide out of control.
So when you say divide out of control, how does that compare with what normally goes on?
Well, normally in mitosis, cells first copy all the DNA that they have, then they line up these two sets of chromosomes in the middle of the cell, and thanks to a microscopic scaffold-like structure called the spindle grows in from each side of the cell, it attaches to the chromosomes and eventually pulls them apart in opposite directions. So you get a copy of each new DNA in each new daughter cell. Now, if this goes wrong, then the new daughter cells may end up with the wrong number of chromosomes, and that spells bad news. And for many years, researchers have tried to understand how the cell manages to divide its chromosomes equally between daughters. And now, new research in this week's edition of Current Biology by Alan Hunt and his team may help to explain why.
So what have they done?
Well, the Michigan team have used high-speed lasers to slice off tiny pieces of chromosomes from within living, dividing newt cells. They're using newt as a model organism here. And they watched what happened. Now, the pulses of this laser light lasted for only a femtosecond. That's a billionth of a millionth of a second. But they were enough to cut the chromosomes to slice them with that laser power. Now, previously, researchers had thought that something called polar ejection forces, which sounds brilliant, it sounds like something off Top Gun, were at work in dividing cells, helping to maintain this tension across the spindle and ensure that an equal number of chromosomes go to each new cell. Now, Hunt suspected that these forces should actually be directly related to the size of the chromosome. So if you cut off measurable chunks of chromosomes, then you should have a measurable and proportional effect on the pull on the chromosomes, on the spindle. And that's what they discovered. They discovered that these polar ejection forces are also an important physical cue. It's actually the force is the cue that helps cells to control mitosis and the direction of chromosome movement, so that making sure that the chromosomes go to the right side of the new cells.
Well, that's very interesting, isn't it? Because, of course, one major disease which occurs when genetics goes wrong is cancer. Cancer's a genetic disease. So does this help us to gain insights into what's going wrong with cancer?
It's certainly really interesting from a cancer perspective, because it does shed light on how the fundamental process of how cells are multiplying, and also on chemotherapy, which actually works to block mitosis in many cases, many types of drugs. But it also helps us to understand how damage might occur in cancer, how you might end up with the wrong amount or a broken chromosome in cancer cells, and also other diseases, things like Down syndrome, that are actually caused when egg cells divide by the wrong number of chromosomes going into the new eggs, and that leads to these kind of problems. So potentially lots and lots of interest in there.
Thank you, Kat. And again, you can read a bit more about that from our website, where we'll put the write-up and the reference, nakedscientists.com.